Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Lamed Tes, 539. As we do the second mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, we did the mitzvah Saseh last time, and today we do the Lo Saseh, the second half of the mitzvah, as the Torah tells us in Parshas Kisetse. Ve'im lo karov achicha elecha, v'lo yadato. If you find an item of your friends, of your brothers, and you don't know him, you shall bring it into your house. V'haya imcha, and it shall be with you. Ad derosh achicha oso, until your brother comes and searches it out. V'ashiv oso lo, and she returned it to him. That's the mitzvah zaseh. V'chein tasa lachamoro, v'chein tasa lasimlaso, v'chein tasa lachol avedas achicha, asher tovad mimenu mitzasa, lo tuchal lehitalem. You cannot remove yourself. You cannot cover yourself up, as the uncle says. Les lach reshu, le'is kasa'a. You can't cover yourself up and pretend, I don't know, I don't see it. No. Lo tuchal lesalem, Rashi lechbosh einecha ki'ilu ein charoe oto, as if you don't see it. That one is not allowed to do, the lo saseh. Okay, there's a lot to talk about in Hashavas Aveda, but first, today is the lo saseh, so let's talk specifically about the lo saseh and its relationship to the aseh. This is a very important topic discussed in Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin lists off, in the end of the first parak, all the mitzvahs aseh shazman grama and the mitzvahs aseh shelo azman grama. And the mitzvahs that the Gemara says are not time-bound, and therefore women are obligated in, include hashavas aveda, ma'akep, holding up a fence, shiluach hakan. All of these are not zman grama. Hashavas aveda is on the list. The question that the Ramban already asks is, why is this on the list? What all of these are examples of non-time bound, that's true. But that's not the reason that women are obligated in these mitzvahs. Even if they were time bound, women would be obligated. After all, there's a lo saseh. Today's mitzvah, the isser of lo tuchal lehisalem. Says the Esti, I'll read it from the Ritva. The Ritva here quotes the chiddush from his grand rabbi, the Ramban. The hadam achayev nashim ba'aveda u'bamaka v'shiluach hakan. Mishum tavi mitzvahs aseh shelo azman grama tamiya milsa. Lamed li l'chiyuvinu bahu mehay taima. Why is that the reason? And you know, women are only excluded from the losaseis of payas and hakavas arosh and tumas kohanim. That's it. Other than that, women are included in all losaseis. So why here are the specific examples given by the Gemara, examples of mitzvahs aseh that have a losasei connected? Hashavas aveda, losuchal lesalem, ma'ake, losasim damim bivesecha, shiluach hakan, lo tichachem al habanim. As we're about to have all of these mitzvahs, we mentioned that there were pairs. There are five pairs coming up. So this is the pair. So Tosfos comes up and says, oh, well, maybe there are times when the lo saseh does not apply. The itzrich, the zimnin, the lesbu lo saseh, umishkachas la ba'aveda kishinalo lefnei yeyush amanas lachzira. If I pick something up before yeyush, as we spoke about last time, exactly what yeyush is, I picked up mitziah and amanas lachzira, and I'm going to I have in mind to return it. And after Yeish, I changed my mind, I'm not going to return it. So when I picked it up, I didn't violate the lo saseh. Right? I didn't fulfill that, I had in mind to return it. As the Gemara says. So there are examples where there's only an aseh, and that is why, and in those cases, the Gemara has to say that women are still pteros because it's not zman grama. And by makeh, I build a house aldas to put up a makeh. All these examples are given. That is the Baalei Tosfos. And that's true, says the Ritva v'nachon hu. But then he quotes the Ramban. V'rabbeinu haramban zal tireh. The Ramban says no, very lumdish. And that is, there is a lo saseh, even if there's a lo saseh in all the cases. But here there's a special, unique relationship between the aseh and the lo saseh. The aseh is the ikker. Whenever you have an aseh and a lo saseh connected to each other regarding a certain topic, one has to ask, is there an ikker and a tafel here, or are they two halves? Says the Ramban, by these mitzvahs on the list, the ikker is the aseh. The lo saseh is just there to bolster, to give chizik to the aseh. Return the item. Don't remove yourself and cover yourself up. Return it. Really return it. That's the message. Build a makeh. Build a makeh. Make sure you don't have any dangerous situation in your house. Build that makeh. It's all to give chizik to the aseh. Rabbeinu Rabban Zal Tirets. Debahani afagad del isbehu lo saseh. Even though they have a lo saseh, ein ha'ikar ela ba'aseh shabahem. The aseh is the ikar. Velo asa lo saseh ela l'kiyume la'aseh. The lo saseh comes to give strength to the aseh. to be makek siv yasisa makel gagecha ubo haratzon rakavana. The ikar is the essay. The yachakach lo sasen dami veisecha klomer lo ta'akev milasos mitzvazu. Don't withhold yourself from doing this mitzvah. V'chein bi'aveda ha'ikar hashev teshivim. The ikar is returning. And therefore, since the assay is the ikur, so that is why, were it not for the fact that it was mangrama, women would be pturos from these mitzvahs, even though there's a los assay connected to them. Unbelievable. Ilo hayanasha pturos min assay, hayu pturos milav shabo. The she'en alav elokim assay shabo, and the Ritva says, the gam ze nachon. That is also nachon. That is also correct. He says nachon on the first try, nachon on the second try. This is also the discussion in the first parak of Baba Basra about the mitzvah of tztaka, which also has an asay and a los asay related to it. But that is an important discussion of the relationship between the asay and the los asay, the past mitzvahs that we just have done. Number one. Number two, the other issue to bring up is Rav Asher Weiss has a chakira here in Dvarim in Siman Lamaches. We discuss, as we know, that this mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda could take a long time. I could go retrieve it, I could bring it back to my house, I could cold it for a couple of weeks, and finally, when the person comes, in a month from now, I'll return it. What's considered the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? Is it just the last, Hashav Teshivim, return it when it reaches that last moment, that everything up until there is a Hechsher mitzvah? Or is the whole process called the mitzvah? That's his shaila. Yesh la'ayim b'mitzvah zu. Ha'im kol ma'isa ha'mitzvah v'gidzra. Rak ha'shavas aveda l'baylim. Is it just the last stage? V'chol ma'ashe mitzuve la'asos l'fneichein. Everything beforehand. Ha'inu asifas ha'aveda l'beiso u'shviraso karo'i. Guarding it properly. Eino ela hechsher mitzvah. Or do we say no? Eshema kol his asusko b'aveda v'etzem ma'isa mitzvah. And he quotes on the mark that it's a machlokas rishonim. You don't even have to like think about the lumdus for this machlokas rishonim. It's explicit. The Rishonim argue about this. The Gemara says in Bamitzia Daflamin, right? That's where all the Hashavas Aveda Gemaras are. The second parak of Bamitzia says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Pa'amim sh'ata mit'aleimu pa'amim sh'iyata mit'aleim. Actually, we should say this first, even before we get to this Chakira. We know there are certain limitations on this mitzvah. Certain limitations when we don't have to, when one doesn't have to return the item, and that is if he's going to violate an Aveira. If somebody's going to have to violate an Aveira, that's the first one on the list. Kohen v'hube esakfaris. If there is a Kohen and he is in and the Aveda is in a cemetery, the Kohen does not have to go into the cemetery to return the item. That's one example to violate an Aveira. There's another example of this. It's quoted in Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says in the end of Simen Reish Samach Vav, talking about what to do with a muksa item when one is walking on Erev Shabbos, what does one do? Misha Hichshich, the 24th parak in Shabbos, the last parak, the Mishnayos discussed this. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the last line is Simen Reish Samach Vav, Matza Arniki B'Shabbos. Let's say I'm walking and I see a wallet on the floor on Shabbos. Aser Litzlo. I'm not allowed to pick it up. Aser Litzlo. Even though I think somebody else is going to take it in the interim, I can't pick it up. It's muksa. Not allowed to take it. Also, Litlo says the Mishnah Brura. Afilu im yamo tachtav velo yavir dalat amos. Even if I stand there and I don't take a dalat amos, I'm not going to violate an iser hotzaa. Afilu hachi aser mishum muksa. It's still aser because of muksa. Velo shayach lahater mishum seida. And there's no hefsin maruba. Hefsin maruba is only if you have something and you stand to lose. Here, it's not yours yet. So it is Hefsin Meruba, that's true. It's a potential profit that you might not ever gain. But that's not enough. Kivan Shadayin Lo Zachabo. And therefore, you aren't Zoche to it. And then, of course, the Machlokas, Magen Avraham Eliyahu Rabba, whether you could tell a non-Jew to pick it up. That is a Machlokas, Rebbe Kivay Gris Mako by the non-Jew. V'chulu. But that's an example. Let's say it's a lost item. Picking up a lost item, that's Muksa. Right, that is not allowed, right, because that is an Isser, even though it's an Isser Drabbanan, it's an Isser, Mishum HaShavas Aveda, that is not allowed. Good, the Mishnah Bir Alacha says maybe tiltable regel, you could kick it to the side, that would be okay, because that's not a full-fledged moving of Muksa. But either way, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mabaziyah Daf Lamed, sometimes I'm allowed to not do the Mitzvah. So, number one, if there's an Aveira, Koin V'Beis HaKvaris, or Zakein V'Ein Olavi Kvodo, if it's a beneath my covet. For Moshe Feinstein, he's a pencil on the floor. It's beneath his covet. It's not covet at Torah for him to get it, even though he might be mochel on his covet. Or, If the work that I am doing is much more valuable in terms of the time, then it would be to pick up the other items. Generally, extreme cases, most cases of Hashavas Aveda do not involve these situations, and therefore, generally, one has to do it unless one's violating an Isser or doing something of the sort. Says the Rishonim, on that Gemara, says the Nemuki Yosef, first finish the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Lomai Itzrich Kra. What do you need a pasuk for to tell me that a Kohen doesn't have to go into the cemetery to return the lost item? Ilei Malakoin Vahuba Besakfaris, Pshita. That's obvious. Why? Hai Asei. Hashem is Aved is an Asei. Vahai Los Asei Vasei. And interesting now with that Ramban in our background, the Los Asei of Hashem is Aved is kind of like in the background. We don't focus on it. This is a Mrs. Asei. Going into a cemetery is a Kohen has to stay tar, and he's not allowed to b'tami himself. V'nefesh lo yitam abamav. V'hai lo sasei v'asei. V'lo asi asei. V'dachi lo sasei v'asei. You don't need it for that case, because of course you don't say, asi docha lo sasei v'asei. That's the Gemara. And therefore the Gemara has to give a different answer what the pasuk is needed for. Says the Nemuki Yosef. On that Gemara, as we know in Meseches Bamitzia, we have the Nemuki Yosef in the back. What do you need that svara for of ein ase docha lo sase vase? Even if we would say ase docha lo sase vase, it still shouldn't work there. Why? Because it's not be'idna. It's not at the same time. Ase docha lo sase always requires to be at the same time. If I'm going to violate the lo sase before I fulfill the ase, it doesn't work. It's only ase docha lo sase is only at the same time. Like it says in Masechta Shabbos, Mila Betzara, Sadin Betzitzis, to be idra to ka'akar leila lav, ka makayim leila asei. Aval hacha, asked the base, the Nemuki Yosef, afilu omedes al pesach pesach faris. Even if he's standing at the edge, ki metame aver leila lav, velo makayim la asei, ad meheder leila mara. You don't fulfill the mitzvah until you return it. And Vetirtsu, the Nemuki Yosef says, de la rafcha de milsa akshu hachi. You're right. Answer number one is, I could have asked that. It's really not be'idna. But then he quotes the Ran. The Ran says, Veranti rates, Tahachanami. No, it's good enough. Bishasha avar alav kiem ase. Kamila bitsaraas. Why? Taha misaseku ha mitzvas hashava bishasakiris alav. He's involved in the mitzvah. He's involved. The Avavishlo Gumra, even though he didn't finish it yet until it goes back to the owner, Mabakach, Gam Mitzvah's Mila lo Nigmarad Depara. So do the Mitzvah Mila is not finished yet until you do Priya. We pass in Mavel Apark Ilu lo Mal, an amazing parallel. And therefore, it's good enough as long as you started the Mitzvah. That's not called preparatory, that's called the Mitzvah itself. So again, the first day of the Nemuki Yosef is that, you're right, it's not called the Mitzvah beforehand. That's just his askus before, and that's not part of the mitzvah. While the Ran, quoting on the Nemuki Yosef, is that no, this is part of the definition of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda means the his askus as well, not just the returning it to the owner. Right? And that's what he says at the end as well. Avegabe Hashavas Aveda, Iker Guf HaMitzvah Hashava Bebeis Bailim, Shezeu Iker Guf Kavanas I'm sorry, this is now arguing on the Ran. Guf HaMitzvah Hashava Bebeis Bailim, Shezeu Iker Guf Kavanas HaMitzvah, Vahashar Havi Kein Machshire Mitzvah. Devadait, Mefurish. Avo Bishatorach Lashavas Aveda Hanetil Vava Kodemachain. Obviously, you have to do that beforehand. Iker Guf HaMitzvah Hu Hashava El Beiso. It's preparatory. It's like cutting off the lula from the ground. So that is a machlokas we showed in the Nemuki Yosef and the Ran, whether all the preparatory stages are called the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda or not. It is just preparatory before I do the mitzvah. Nafkamina would be, how do you view that Gemara about ase docha lo sase? Good. Let's read the Sefer HaChinuch. We didn't read the Sefer HaChinuch yet. Here it is. Tavku Flamites says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shalo na'alim ayin me'avedas achenu. Not to withhold and cover our eyes from the aveda of my friend. Right? What does that mean? Sounds like I shouldn't cover my eyes. Mashma that the iser is only when you have this situation, when you see it and then you don't pick it up, and you don't do something. But as we said before, let's say you picked it up with in mind to return it, then you decide the lo sase might not exist in that case. Aval nikacha v'nashiv eilav, we have to return it. Val zen emar lo tuchal lesalem. And this business is connected to the ase. There are, amazingly, a number of other applications where the mitzvah and the psukim of Hashavas Aveda come up. A number of applications. Number one is the Gemara in Maseches Bava Kama. The Gemara Bava Kama tells us Pei Hei Amid Aleph, the 8th parak in Achovel, Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, V'rapo Yerape, Mikan Shenitam Rishus L'Rofi L'Rapos. Rapo Yerape, as we know, the pasuk in Mishpatim, that we have to pay for healing, but we learn from there, Mikan Shenitam Rishus L'Rofi L'Rapos, that a Rofi is given Rishus to heal. So if you look in the Ein Mishpat, he says, oh, where does it say this in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch? He's only quoting the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. Nowhere in the Rambam. Why is this in the Rambam? So we'll see in a second. The Rambam does not quote this pasuk. Does not quote this pasuk of Arapa Yerape. But while we're here, we look at Tosfos, and Tosfos says, what's the double lashon? V'hamei rapo l'chude shamina la. What do you need the double lashon? Says Tosfos. Big discussion in the Rishonim. V'yesh lomar, tahava amina hanimili makibide adam. I might have thought that only a humanly inflicted wound can be healed by a doctor. Aval choli abba bidei shamayim, but sickness from God, kishemirape, when I heal, nira kisoser gzeras hamelech. Maybe Hashem wants this person to be sick, so who am I to undo the decree against this person? So I might have thought, says Tosfos, that you're not allowed to heal a sickness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamash malan deshari, kamash malan, that's the double lashon of rapo yirape. Even that is mutter. The Moshe of Zakenim on Chumash on the pasuk says maybe the chiddush is that he can even take schar for it, can even get paid for it. Right, that is the emphasis. The Ramban writes in one place in Doras Adam, he should have confidence, and as long as he's trained properly, he should not worry about he's going to do something wrong. Is this that? It's okay. Right, that's rapo yirape. One of the mysteries, though, is why the Rambam does not quote this. The Rambam source for the Rambam, the great doctor, for healing. Where is the chiyuv to heal? The Rambam says it in Pirush Mishnayos and Maseches Nedarim and Dalet Dalid. The mitzvah is based on our pasuk. V'lo nesar zeh l'chole atzmo mipnei shi mitzvah. Kolama shechayev harofei min adin l'rapos chole Yisrael. It's an obligation of a doctor to heal. V'harayu b'chlal amram b'feirish hakasuv, and it's included in the pshat of v'hashivosolo l'rapos es gufo. Not only do you have to return the physical assets of a person, but also his health. Shimra'u oveid v'yachol hatzilo, if you see him lost and you can save him, harizem matzilo begufa obemamona obidiaso. You have a chiyuv if you're in that situation. I think we've quoted in the past at one time that the Vilna Gaon's father, the story is quoted in the Hakdama of the Pa'asa Shulchan, we saw Mishloach, he quotes that the Vilna Gaon was a baki in every chachma in the world. Every chachma in the world he knew. He knew chachma of the animals, of horticulture, the plants, he knew every chachma. And he writes there that he wanted to become a baki in chachmas hanituach, which probably means anatomy, and the Pa'asa Shulchan says that his father did not, and he wanted to go to medical school to study that, and his father didn't let him, because then if he would be, but go to medical school, he would become the best doctor in the world, and he would have to spend his day healing, and he wouldn't be able to be the grub. Wouldn't be able to be sitting and learning. That's why his father didn't let him to go to medical school. That's what the Pa'asa Shulchan writes in the Hakdam. He didn't let him learn the Chachmas Hanituch, or a similar version to that is quoted there. But that's once you're in the situation. If I'm not in this situation, I don't have a chiyuv to put myself into the situation if I can devote myself to other areas. So that's the Rambam here. The Rambam says, Imra'u Oved, if I'm in that situation, I could do it. That's the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda. Why does the Rambam quote the mitzvah of Rapa Yerape? Much more straightforward. Says the Torah Tamima in both two places, in Shmos and in Dvarim. I'll read it from Shmos. On the Pasuk of Rapa Yerape, he quotes, Umashalohevi haramba ma pasuk shalafanenu, yesh lomar desvirale, da pasuk azem more rak al reshus. Rapa Yerape gives him the allowance. He's allowed to heal. Kidem farish begamara, like he shouldn't say, Rachmana masi vana masi. Hashem makes the person sick and I'm gonna heal. Aval ki mitzvah hi ena mavur mikan rak mi pasak vashivosalo. Hashivosalo says it's an obligation. Once he's in the situation, he has to do it. That is the Torah Tamim's explanation of why the Rambam doesn't quote it. So one context where this mitzvah of Hashava Zaveda is quoted is Rafua. Another context is quoted in the tshuva of the Rosh, tshuva sarash in Simin Klal Tzadik Tes, Haggadah's Eidus. If somebody knows Eidus for somebody and he withholds it, not only might he be chayav karban shvuas Eidus, but he could be violating the Isser of Losucha Lehis Aleim and not fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Two, a third, and there are many others as well, I'll just quote a third one, and that is the Bisugya at the beginning of Maseches Baba Kama, that all the Mefarshim discuss, and that is, where in the Torah does it say there's an Isser to be mazik? It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to steal, lo signov, lo sigzol, lo sirtzach, lo sachbol, right? You're not allowed to wound, right? That's by Shliach Bezdin, right? You're not allowed to do one extra whip. What about the Isser of Hamas? It doesn't, never says in the Torah, lo tazik. It doesn't say anywhere lo tazik. So what's the source? It's not Mefurish anywhere. So all the Mefarshim get into the act trying to figure it out. The tour in Simon Shinai and Ches, the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, seems to include it in that. Kishem Sha'asr Lignova Ligzol Mamon Chaviro, Kach Asr Lahazik Mamon Shalo. Just like it's Asr to steal your friend's money, you can't damage your friend's money. And that's what the first Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Pirkei Avos, beginning of his commentary on Pirkei Avos, also seems to include it in Gezel. It's definitely Asr. Right, definitely Asr. The Gemara has an example of Shlichus Ladvar Avera, and it talks about Hezek. So it's definitely an Avera. The question is, what is the Avera? So one example, maybe it's included in Geneva. The Yad Ramah says it's included in V'yaftal Recha Kamocha. The Yad Ramah in Boa Basra. The Shubas Arash Rais, the Rechad Achinoam, is Harchakas Nizakin. All different, suggestions given. But a number of the Achronim, the Rishash in Subas Yudches, and the first Stipler in Baba Kama say, Hashava Saveta. If I have to return an item of my friends if it's lost, then included in that obviously is not damaging my friend's item in the first place. Vinira di Yisoda Isr Lahazik Mamon Chaveiro Nilma Midin Hashava Saveta. Shechiyavto Atoro Lahatzil Mamon Chaveiro Afilo Mehapsit Shelo Baal Yado. Even a hapsit that did not come because of me. Vohuzar Balav De Lo Tucha Lis Alein Bekol Shekein. Shechiyev Shelo Yazik Biyadayim. But it's not really a Kalvachomer. It's included. It's included like the Kesef Mishnah writes at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis. There are certain ideas that are included in Pesukim even though it's not explicit. The Torah Aser is even a granddaughter, so surely daughter, but not because of a Kal V'chomer, but it's included. So here, damaging other people's property is included in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveita. Then he has another example, maybe the fact that there's a mitzvah of Dinim, that Beis Din has to be involved in all cases of monetary arguments. So obviously, if you would go to court and say, could I do this? They would say no. So maybe that's what the Isra of Hezek has included. These are just three examples where we see Hashavas Aveda coming up elsewhere. The Refuah and Edus and Hezek. There are others, but we will stop here. Again, two mitzvahs related to Hashavas Aveda. We'll stop here.